This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Thursday night, U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
And very importantly, we did a very good job of taking the worst parts of the Republican plan that would have hurt so many families, and we took those worst parts off the table.
The U.S. had been on track to run out of cash in 4 days. The bipartisan legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. Biden said in a statement released that senators from both parties voted to protect hard-earned economic progress we have made and prevent a first-ever default by the United States. A young girl, her mother, and another woman were killed during a Russian missile strike on Kyiv Thursday after the air raid shelter they rushed to failed to open, according to witnesses. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda has the story.
The grieving husband of a woman killed during Russian missile strikes on Kyiv overnight into Thursday is saying that they had tried to get to their local bomb shelter during the attacks, but no one could open the door. There were women and children trying to get in, he says, when debris from a missile fell around them. Authorities say several people were killed in the incident, including a young girl and her mother, the 18th such attack by Russia on the city since the start of May. Russia has increased its missile and drone attacks on Kyiv in recent weeks ahead of the expected counteroffensive from Ukrainian forces.
Matthew Laritonda from Reuters reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is